127. If it be your wish, O people, to know God and to discover the greatness of his might, look then upon me with mine own eyes, and not with the eyes of anyone besides me. Ye will otherwise be never capable of recognizing me, though ye ponder my cause as long as my kingdom endureth, and meditate upon all created things throughout the eternity of God, the sovereign Lord of all, the omnipotent, the ever-abiding, the all-wise. Thus have we manifested the truth of our revelation, that haply the people may be roused from their heedlessness and be of them that understand. Behold the low estate of these men who know full well how I have offered up mine own self and my kindred in the path of God and for the preservation of their faith in him, who are well aware how mine enemies have compassed me about in the days when the hearts of men feared and trembled, the days when they hid themselves from the eyes of the loved ones of God and of his enemies, and were busied in ensuring their own security and peace. We eventually succeeded in manifesting the cause of God and exalted it to so eminent a position that all the people, except those who cherished ill will in their hearts against this youth and joined partners with the Almighty, acknowledged the sovereignty of God and his mighty dominion. And yet, notwithstanding this revelation, whose influence hath pervaded all created things, and despite the brightness of this light, the like of which none of them hath ever beheld, witness how the people of the Bayan have denied and contended with me. Some have turned away from the path of God, rejected the authority of him in whom they had believed, and acted insolently towards God the most powerful, the supreme protector, the most exalted, the most great. Others hesitated and halted in his path, and regarded the cause of the Creator in its inmost truth as invalid, unless substantiated by the approval of him who was created through the operation of my will. Thus have their works come to naught, and yet they failed to perceive it. Among them is he who sought to measure God with the measure of his own self, and was so misled by the names of God as to rise up against me, who condemned me as one that deserved to be put to death, and who imputed to me the very offences of which he himself was guilty. Wherefore do I plead my grief and my sorrow to him who created me and entrusted me with his message. Unto him do I render thanks and praise for the things he hath ordained, for my loneliness and the anguish I suffer at the hands of these men who have strayed so far from him. I have patiently sustained and will continue to sustain the tribulation that touched me, and will put my whole trust and confidence in God. Him will I supplicate, saying, Guide thy servants, O my Lord, unto the court of thy favour and bounty, and suffer them not to be deprived of the wonders of thy grace and of thy manifold blessings. For they know not what thou hast ordained for them by virtue of thy mercy that encompasseth the whole of creation. Outwardly, O Lord, they are weak and helpless. Inwardly, they are but orphans. Thou art the all-bountiful, the munificent, the most exalted, the most great. Cast not, O my God, the fury of thy wrath upon them, and cause them to tarry until such time when the wonders of thy mercy will have been made manifest, that haply they may return unto thee, and ask forgiveness of thee for the things they have committed against thee. Verily thou art the forgiving, the all-merciful.